Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 752,
well, I don't know if he hates everybody. I think he
well,
just likes
he's fair. He's fair. He'll pick on the right. He'll pick
yeah,
on
he
the left.
Yeah, he picks on everybody.
So I got to get
on
that. So. Anyway, Jim Bergen is with us to help us sort this out, plus something very significant coming down from the Connecticut Supreme Court. Jim is a partner with Shipman & Goodwin. They do all kinds of stuff, civil suits, product liability, which I believe is where we're going to go with this other thing, and who knows what else. Hey, Jim, how are you?
What's up?
Everything's good. How are you guys?
You know, normally our friends come in, they bring Ray food. Speaker of the House brought donuts yesterday.
Yeah.
Healthy barbecue sauce and marinara brought in.
Had it all, bro.
You know.
That's a whole new bar.
Rob Bouvier brings bagels and stuff.
Yeah.
So
what do you got?
So Nick Sandman, he's got information. That's all he has to bring. Nick Sandman is looking for damages from CNN. And look, I understand it. Does $275 million seem like a lot of money to you?
Yeah, it does. But that's not really what it's about. It's arguable that, you know, this is going to last forever. Everybody knows that anything that comes out on the internet
right.
has got lasting impact. I've represented a number of people who get completely exonerated, and whoever is the source of the allegation
right.
basically gets off, and I've had to try to do what I can to diminish the stain, if you will, that comes out when the false narrative starts before we finish it and say, no, it was completely wrong. Nothing happened wrong. So these are valuable suits to bring when you got them. But for the most part, this all comes down to the fact that the First Amendment is so core to the running of our democracy.
Right.
And while some people are, you know, they love to bash the liberal press and other people love to bash Fox News, the fact is that it is part of the checks and balances that keep democracy alive. And that's the reason why we have the New York Times Sullivan case, which says you can make an oops. You can be, you know, wrong mm-hmm. about a matter of public interest or against a public figure.
Right.
Because we need people out there saying, "Whoa, wait a minute," and being hard. Here, what makes this case so unusual
yes.
is, number one, it's a minor. All right, so you got to be careful.
Right.
Number two, it's not a minor like the Parkland kid who intentionally inserts himself in there to try to influence policy.
Right.
That guy is open season. This is a kid who's just a, you know, Kappa kid going to some, you know, March for Life. That's kind of mainstream for those kids. But as soon as it starts becoming a matter of public interest, which,
it
given
was.
What was going on then, you got three different groups, they're all whipped up in a frenzy, and, well, not all, apparently. I mean, now this study comes out from the, I guess it was the Catholic Church or something, they do this extensive study, and it turns out that when you pull back the camera and look around, the kid himself actually acted pretty good. It's hard to reconcile. For many people, when they see a MAGA hat, if you're a person of color and you see a MAGA hat, it's
or
almost
feminist.
Like fighting words, and it's not necessarily intended by the person wearing the MAGA hat, but other people have worn those MAGA hats and beat the crap out of people, all
Jim.
Right? So this is a highly tense moment.
Wow.
So I think it's interesting. I'm glad in one way that the suit's being brought because that's also part of the checks and balances.
Right.
So Washington Post goes with the flow in the immediate. They see this viral video. It is in itself very interesting and newsworthy. We all saw it, right? You
yep.
look at that
right.
kid, you look at that kid's smirk, and he's, you know, standing in front of somebody our age and looking at him like, "Who the heck are you?" And that guy, you know, he's unusual, but he's not somebody who deserves that disrespect, and the kid doesn't yeah. move. He's impassive and smirking. So most people,
God.
Rorschach test, they're going like, "Punk."
Well, it depends.
What's wrong? On the other hand, if you fade back, and apparently all this video was available.
Yes.
If the Post within an hour or two kind of said, "Well, what else do we got there?" And then they see, well, it's actually this other subgroup that's doing the chanting. These
right.
kids aren't doing any chanting. And the very kid with the smirk is reprimanding one of his buddies to, hey, chill.
Cool here. It, yeah. Cool
right.
it. Yeah. But, you know, there's a movie, and I can't remember what it was, but the final line was, where do I go to get my reputation back? And I guess that's...
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many clients I've had where they did nothing wrong. Not just they didn't do it illegal, technical. No, they did nothing wrong. It was somebody whipped up some law enforcement. Law enforcement follows the false accusation. And then when all is said and done, they realize, oh, no, this is bogus. That's right. Not true.
Hey, we got to get a quick comment from you before we run here. The state Supreme Court overturns the lower court ruling that says Sandy Hook families can sue Remington.
Yes. Oh, my God, that's really big. And the big conflict is, federally, we give total immunity to these gun manufacturers, but each state has a right to enforce its own police powers. And in Connecticut, we have what's called CUTPA, the Unfair Trade Practices Act, which says you're not allowed to lie and advertise. You're not allowed to misrepresent, do things that are immoral. And
exactly.
Here,
yes.
Apparently, they were advertising to these kids who like to play these video games, first-party shooter games. Oh, this will make you a man. You got the biggest war.
Oh, great.
You know?
Yeah,
and that's like that's kind of what happened here.
Yeah.
It was a gutsy call. It's still going to go up probably to the U.S. Supremes to see whether the U.S. law trumps Connecticut.
All right.
By the way, congratulations on your new additions to the practice.
Oh, yeah. George Jepson.
Yeah.
Bill and Katz. It's cool. Very cool.
Good
great
stuff.
People.
It's an all-star cast, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Jim, thanks for being on. 7:58.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.